The Catholic Church in Pakistan has urged the new government to end religious discrimination and establish equality of all citizens through proposed constitutional amendments. Catholic priests say discrimination and abuse of blasphemy laws for personal gain are serious issues and that Islamic religious extremists are furthering their agenda by abusing the laws. But fundamentalist pressure is seen as having kept the government from openly discussing changes. Bishop Joseph Coutts of Faisalabad Diocese in Punjab State says the country is beset by Muslim militants' attempts to impose an intolerant version of Islam.
I would say the whole country is going through a very difficult time. Whole of Pakistan, politically, historically, we are going through a very difficult time with what is happening in Afghanistan, foreign interference there, the fighting in Afghanistan. It's all influencing us in different ways. And there are extremist Islamic groups who would want to see Pakistan become a purely Islamic state, probably in the model of Saudi Arabia or something like that. And of course, this has its effect on us as non-Muslims in Pakistan. It is not the government that is causing us problems, but it is such extremists in the northwestern province who say that, for example, that women should not be educated, girls should not go to school. They've threatened to destroy girls' schools. They've even blown up shops that sell, video cassettes and CDs for music. And they say music, this is their interpretation, their form of Islam. They're putting pressure on the government and on everybody. And this kind of extremist, militant form of Islam is causing problems for everybody, including us. Again, it is these kind of extremists who try to exert themselves, sometimes forcefully, by force. And then there are the more subtle forms of Christians in the workplace, wherever they may be working, who are enticed or to become Muslims in various ways, and they feel themselves under pressure.